Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
The Sensemaker.
Thank you for joining us on this Friday night on a day that changed America.
Hi, I'm Tomini, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world.
We're outside the Supreme Court after the landmark decision that overturned Roe versus Wade and ended a woman's constitutional right to an abortion.
Today, a seismic legal ruling has shaken the United States. How did the Supreme Court get here? And how can supporters of Roe v. Wade fight back?
I am absolutely terrified. I'm so beyond livid at what is going on, and I'm going to turn my fear into anger. There will be no functioning society without women, and the women are pissed.
Americans knew it was coming, but that didn't dampen the fury. The US Supreme Court has overturned Roe v. Wade, a 50-year-old ruling that guaranteed a woman's right to abortion. Each US state will now be able to decide whether to ban it. And more than half are certain or likely to do so, which means tens of millions of women will have to travel to other parts of the country to have an abortion. Over the past century, the Supreme Court has expanded American freedoms, ending school segregation, making gay marriage legal. Now, for the first time in its history, the court has made a major decision that will restrict liberties. So, how did we get here?
I could not vote for a judge who had demonstrated hostility to Roe v. Wade because it would indicate a lack of respect for precedent.
This is Susan Collins. She's been a Republican senator for 25 years. Historically, she's been seen as a moderate, the kind of politician who can be persuaded to work with Democrats. But in 2018, she made a crucial play in the fight over Roe v. Wade, because when Donald Trump ran for office, he had a clear agenda on abortion.
Do you want to see the court overturn Roe v. Wade?
Well, if we put another two or perhaps three justices on, that's really what's going to be, that will happen. And that'll happen automatically, in my opinion, because I am putting pro-life justices on the court.
And as president, he shifted the balance of the Supreme Court, supposedly impartial, but in truth partisan, in his favor. He appointed three anti-abortion justices, Neil Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett. But all three had to be approved by a vote in the Senate, and the decision over Brett Kavanaugh was on a knife edge. He needed 50 votes to be confirmed to the Supreme Court, and the 50th was in the gift of Susan Collins, who appeared determined not to vote for a justice who would oppose Roe v. Wade. Brett Kavanaugh gave public assurances that he respected the ruling.
One of the important things to keep in mind about Roe v. Wade is that it has been reaffirmed many times over the past 45 years, as you know.
And private ones, too. The New York Times reports that Brett Kavanaugh told Susan Collins that he understood precedent and understood the importance of overturning it. Susan Collins, after sitting on the fence for a while, was convinced.
My fervent hope is that Brett Kavanaugh will work to lessen the divisions in the Supreme Court so that we have far fewer 5-4 decisions, and so that public confidence in our judiciary and our highest court is restored. Mr. President, I will vote to confirm Judge Kavanaugh.
So Brett Kavanaugh was appointed as a Supreme Court justice by a 50-48 majority. And then, less than 4 years later, he voted to overturn Roe v. Wade.
Ready to pop the question?
The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Susan Collins has told the New York Times that she feels misled, but not everyone thinks she was. Some critics say she played ignorant so she could win re-election to the Senate in 2020, without being outflanked by those on the right of the Republican Party. After all, Brett Kavanaugh never directly promised her he would uphold Roe v. Wade. And his vague assurances, in fact, fit a pattern. Here's Samuel Alito.
It's the principle that that courts in general should follow their past precedents. And it's important for a variety of reasons.
And Neil Gorsuch.
Senator, again, I would tell you that Roe versus Wade, decided in 1973, is a precedent in the United States Supreme Court. It was reaffirmed in Casey in 1992 and in several other cases.
Time after time, Republican Supreme Court nominees have suggested they wouldn't overturn Roe v. Wade without quite saying so. And now they have overturned it. What's the way back for supporters of Roe v. Wade? Supreme Court justices, unless they choose to retire, have a seat for life, so the anti-abortion majority is unlikely to shift anytime soon. Some Democrats advocate expanding the court to deal with this obstacle, but among many centrists, including President Joe Biden, that's a non-starter. Another option would be for Congress to codify abortion rights in law, but that too seems like a remote possibility. It would need a two-thirds majority to pass the Senate, and some Democrats are stubbornly resistant to removing that threshold. Joe Biden's answer, as you might expect, is that Americans should vote for pro-choice Democrats in November's midterm elections.
Voters need to make their voices heard. This fall, we must elect more senators and representatives who will codify women's right to choose into federal law once again. Elect more state leaders to protect this right at the local level.
Joe Biden might be right, but getting pro-choice legislators into power is easier said than done. By 2040, 30% of the country will control 70% of the Senate. Smaller, whiter states, which lean Republican, already have more voting power than the rest of America. The fight to overturn Roe didn't start with Brett Kavanaugh or Susan Collins. It began decades ago. Supporters of abortion rights need to be in it for the long haul. Thanks for listening to The Sensemaker. Today's episode was written by Xavier Greenwood and mixed by Studio Clon. While you're here, I'd like to tell you about another Tortoise podcast called Visible Women. It's presented by Caroline Criado-Perez, who has spent years investigating the gender data gap and how women are simply forgotten in a world designed for men. Her best-selling book, Invisible Women, was published to critical acclaim, and Caroline was inundated with readers sharing their own stories of the default male. In Visible Women, Caroline investigates what happens next. To listen to the first episode, click on the link in the episode description.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, I'm Jeevan Vasagar. I'm climate editor at Tortoise and host of a new podcast called Counter Crisis from the Centre for Disaster Protection, a UK government-funded international organisation which works to change how the world plans and pays for disasters. If you follow the news, you'll know that more people than ever are in need of humanitarian assistance. War and climate change are affecting millions, but the solutions haven't really kept pace. Finance is key. We saw during the pandemic that the countries that found it easiest to borrow money were the most able to respond, and not the countries that were the most affected. Across three episodes, covering disasters, the losses caused by climate change, and our response to disease outbreaks, I'm going to try and make sense of this. Why are the current ways we respond to crises inadequate? And how can we do better? I'll be speaking to experts to rethink the recovery from crisis and find out why prearranged finance can help get aid where it's needed. You can listen now. Search for Counter Crisis wherever you get your podcasts. Follow the feed to make sure you don't miss an episode.